台北市立松山高中100学年度第二学期高二第二次段考听力测验。测验开始。
A. Listening Section Part 1. Best Response. Choose the best response to each statement.
Number 1. Only elite students are able to participate in the activity. Number 2. After his father passed away, Bill inherited the business. Number 3. Newborn babies are such vulnerable creatures. Number 4. This area is filled with many fierce predators. Number 5. Jeremy racked up 30 points in an important game.
Part 2. Short conversations. Listen to the conversations, then answer the questions.
Number 6.
The bad economy has really had an effect on our company.
Yeah, can you believe that our sales are down 40%?
I know. Hopefully we won't have to find new jobs soon.
I wouldn't be surprised. My friend Steve got fired recently.
Really? I thought his company was doing okay.
They were, but some of his executives made poor decisions. Question. Who is the woman referring to at Steve's company? Number 7. Take a look at that fancy house over there.
Wow, it is so modern. I love it.
Check it out. There are solar panels on the roof.
I wonder how much a house like that costs.
I don't know, but I'm sure we can't afford it.
You're right about that.
Question. What do we know about the house? Number 8. The new rules have been in effect for a week.
That's right. What do you think of them so far?
Most people have been quick to embrace them, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised, but I have to say that you're right.
Question. What do we know about the new rules?
Part 3. Short talk. Listen to the following paragraph and answer the questions.
No one likes to disappoint people, but sometimes we just need to say no. What is important is how you turn people down. It pays to be polite in these situations so that people don't get offended. The language you use really counts. If you are asked for a favor and need to say no, start by apologizing. Say that you wish you could help, and give your reasons for being unable to. Be honest, because bad excuses are just as rude as impolite language. If someone offers you something like a treat, say you'll pass on the offer, and again explain why. Maybe you are invited somewhere, but you are unable to go because of other important matters. Explain that it's out of the question and offer to take a rain check. Finally, if someone offers to help you with something but you don't need it, always thank them for their kindness. People like to know their efforts are being appreciated by others. Number 9. What should you do if you cannot do someone a favor? Number 10. Why should you thank someone who offers to help you with something?
测验结束。